Earlier, we spoke to Johannesburg-based correspondent Dagmar Wittek and asked her to tell us what Oscar Pistorius's sporting triumphs had meant to South Africa.
Pistorius was, and to a certain extent still is, a national hero here. The sprinter has been admired for his amazing achievements. I mean, several gold medals in the Paralympics, and then the double amputee even succeeded in running in the 2012 Olympics with the able-bodied. These are achievements he has really been looked up for. He has also had this perfect image of being a charmer, always friendly, always smiling. He's handsome, a photographer's delight, and also a marketer's delight. He stood for willpower and the fact that if you really want to do something and to achieve something, you can do it.
How do you explain South Africa's emotional investment in Pistorius and his story?
I mean, in a way, South Africans really want and need national heroes, maybe even more so than other countries. I mean, 18 years after the fall of apartheid, South Africa is still faced with a lot of challenges. I mean, poverty is high. Around 50% of the population live below the poverty line. Every fourth South African is unemployed. The crime rate is extremely high, with 43 murders a day. All these are factors that pull a nation's self-worth down. And as the national icon, Nelson Mandela, the first democratically elected president in this country and Nobel Peace Prize bearer, is old and fragile and not much in the spotlight anymore. Maybe now the nation just needs other heroes to look up to and be proud of. And Oscar Pistorius so far had an immaculate image and was ideal for that.
In the light of Reeva Steenkamp's death, Dagmar, Pistorius' past life is being examined by journalists for clues that something wasn't okay. Were there warning signs that Pistorius might not be the unproblematic, triumphant hero story that he was being portrayed as?
Well, there seem to be. I mean, journalists are now, of course, digging, trying to talk to friends and family members. Headlines here saying, and I quote, the dark side of Oscar Pistorius have been out, and there have been a lot of negative news coming out too. For instance, there was a case of assault in 2009 in which he ended up behind bars for one night, but then he was never charged as the charges were withdrawn. One of his girlfriends implied that he was a bit of a womanizer and a bit of a hothead. She also said he loved speeding, and even though she asked him to go slower, he would not do so. He himself called himself once an adrenaline junkie. He also has a taste for everything expensive and everything fast. One can read in various interviews with him, as he owns, for example, a McLaren, a speedboat, and a motorbike. Also, came out a couple of days ago, a friend of his, a boxer, now admitted that he almost accidentally got shot by Pistorius when a pistol he was holding in a restaurant went off accidentally. Allegedly, Pistorius had a love for guns, and just 2 weeks ago, he applied for lots of further licenses, writes the Star, one of the big dailies here. So yes, the image of the sprinter star, it has been tainted by all the things that journalists have been digging out in the last couple of days.
You're a journalist, Dagmar. You're sort of part of this whole business of shaping Pistorius, hero, villain. It's really at the moment in the hands of the media. Do you feel a sort of a sense of responsibility, excitement, awe about that?
There is certainly excitement. I mean, this is top news here. Everyone is talking about it. The talk shows are full with it. Wherever you go on the street, people are talking about it, and people are really well informed, or let's say they hear and read a lot about it, telling you that they really follow this case. Also in front of the court, people are stopping, even at the police station. Just ordinary South Africans are stopping there, taking photos, talking to the massive media contingent there, international and local media, trying to find out more. And they're really anticipating what is going on there. And they're following the court too. They're following the bail hearing now and somehow closely connected to it. But I must also say that overall, I don't think he's a fallen hero yet for a majority of South Africans. I think South Africans, they always refer to the rule of law and they do trust in their jurisdiction. So the dominating feeling here is really, and also what people are saying, repeatedly saying, is let the court rule someone is not guilty until proven guilty. So sort of displaying a big sense of justice.